Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin as Hashem Personality Types, Shir number 34. We're in the 16 personality types. We're in the SF mode. Last year was about ISFJ, and now we're going to go to the ISFP, introverted, sensing, feeling, perceiver. And they are gentle, but they are adventurous. They shear a lot. I mean, they shear a little. They see a lot, and they shear a little. They're modest. They're very modest. And they tend to underestimate themselves. They take their accomplishments for granted. They don't think much about themselves. That's the I aspects of them. ISFPs are very much misunderstood. They express themselves through action rather than directly. Like other eyes, they don't find a medium to express themselves, so they retreat and they become rather invisible. But their S and P make them aesthetic. They have an exquisite attunement of sensitivity to color and lines and textures and shading and touch and motion. Often they're devoted to music and painting and dancing, and they're gifted musicians often, or composers and artists. They're very reflective. They're very sympathetic. They love people. They're Fs. They love humanity. Many of them have an instinctive bond with animals, and they love nature, and they love land. They don't have the verbal fluency like an NF does. They're reserved. They're private. They're usually not interested in developing their verbal skills of speaking or writing or conversing, because speech is to them abstract, and ideas are abstract. And an ISFP as a S, want concrete ways of relating, particularly through touch and creative activities. And what they produce is more than words. It's more actions. As peas, they may be impulsive. They don't like to plan or prepare. They don't like to wait. If they wait, their impulse will die. So they act upon things. For a pea, they need to act upon impulses. They just need to be balanced in the way they do it. They don't share the NF search for meaning and significance or NT fascination of science. They live in the present, here and now, and they don't mind long hours of practicing with their instruments and tools and different things. Generally speaking, they're optimistic, they're cheerful. They could be impulsive. They shun obligations and rules. They enjoy excitement. They enjoy chance. They tend to be trusting. They tend to be generous. They struggle constantly to maintain their visibility. They have a love and sensitivity to others. They have a serenity and appreciation for life. Again, they have that low need to lead or control others, but they want to see everything, plants, animals, people living harmoniously in a shalom. ISFPs are not invaders of any other people's space. They respect people's space. They encourage all life to fulfill their potential. They're in tune with the natural boundaries of life, and therefore they don't like or don't understand the need of other people to impose limits and structures. And unfortunately, in their desire not to influence, they forego expressing themselves and just simply blend with others. They have that non-imposing nature. And it seems like it's a lack of direction. And they're overlooked by others, and they're sometimes overpowered by others. So therefore, in a certain way, like we just mentioned, they're the most invisible of the 16 types. They tend to be shy. They are unconventional, that's the P. Not because they want to be contrary, but they want to develop new ideas, new ways of looking at things. And they're sometimes oblivious to the standard way of doing things. They don't understand why you're just doing it because it's just the way it's being done, if it's not practical. They have a feeling aspect to them, which means they are, again, SFs, so they're warm, they're nurturing, but they're P's, so they're open and flexible. They're more traditionally female characteristics. They're introverts, they're reflective, they're reserved, they're sensing, they're practical and grounded. But, you know, sometimes, again, with every stereotype, we mentioned it. It doesn't always fit, but we work with it to appreciate our male or female natures respectively. If you're a J, as a child of an ISFP, you may get frustrated by the parents' lack of direction and guidance because they're P's. So there's a confusing aspects of that. Children learn that an ISFP parent is always near, touch with the child's needs, and supportive, but in a quiet and unassuming way. Love is not spoken about often. It's more like as action showing that love. The ISFP's living style is generally relaxed, but they're active. They have hands-on activities that keep them busy. Let's just do things for fun. They have certain hobbies that they have. If you're an ISFP child, you're curious explorers, and you're content with your own company, and you're unaware of rules and times and other family demands as you explore the world around you, whether plants, animals, and or siblings or parents, they're all part of the world. As peas, because you're perceivers, you're different, not conventional, and they could be very, very sensitive. They could be have a wanting to please. They're very down to earth in the now. Very tactical, tactile, very down to earth, very practical. So that's the idea. Work is very rewarding for them, but money is really generally secondary to them. They have a natural excelling in psychology or, you know, other things like that, or, you know, in certain creative things. So the idea is that they are in a certain way adventurous, even though they're introverted. They have open minds. They approach life and new experiences with a grounded warmth. And they stay in the moment. They stay in the moment. And they love self-expression. They're very, very interesting people. They're driven by a sense of fairness, open-mindedness. And they're encouraging. They love motivating those close to them. But they're unassuming and they're humble as well. They feel like they're just doing the right thing, and they don't realize how remarkable and beautiful they are sometimes. They embrace a flexible, adaptive approach to life, and which makes them be viewed, and which they are, remarkably tolerant and remarkably non-judgmental. They appreciate the diverse nature in the world. They embrace different people, the different appearances, and so on and so forth. They want to be free of judgment, and they don't want to judge others. They want friendship and harmony and caring. And that's their deep, deep, deep need. They're creative, they're free-spirited in their introverted way. To explain some of their strengths and some of their weaknesses, the strengths of an ISFP, they could be ISFP. They can be very charming. Even though they're introverted, they can still be relaxed and warm and charming. They're sensitive to others. They could relate to other people's emotions, to establish harmony, goodwill, to minimize conflict. They perceive other people's emotions by listening to their voices. They're very kind. They're very encouraging. They're very empathetic. They're very imaginative. And they're very passionate, even though they're shy. Beneath that shy quietness, they have an intense feeling heart. And when they get caught up with something exciting and interesting, they'll leave everything else to do that. What is their weakness? An ISFP weakness is their difficulty with structures. Sometimes structures is needed, but they feel oppressed by structures, but they need a healthy balance. They're unpredictable because they're P. They don't like planning. They're easily stressed because they're full of emotions, and they have difficulty with technical problem solvings, and they have fluctuating self-esteem. In the romantic relationships, again, they need to be valued, and they need to value others. There's random acts of love that an ISFP has. They have a tender heart. They may be covered up, you know, with their shyness or whatever it is. And the more they feel appreciated, this is the key. ISFPs, when they feel appreciated, they are so happy to reciprocate in any way they know how. They're very sensual. They may be shy in public, but they are very passionate in their private life. And they could have beautiful marriages. They just have to work on various things with the marriages. In friendships, they could also maintain beautiful, healthy friendships. They approach that life with friendships and people with a curiosity, with an open-mindedness, with an appreciation for individuality. And they understand emotional cues. And if they have highly empathetic friends in a healthy way, they could thrive. A couple with an ISFJ person in there could enjoy life with their husband in a beautiful way, being friends with the ISFP, whether their own husband or wife, or whether it is friendships. that marked by a bond of understanding and of empathy and of adaptability and shared love of exploration. They're happy to return favors and show affection of love, kamayim panim al panim. And again, as parents, they're also very loyal, very dedicated, and they foster a non-judgmental safe space for their children. The ISFP's greatest strength is the joy they take in helping and being with their loved ones, helping their loved ones with practical needs. Sometimes they would give, ISFP parents will give their children a spontaneous camping trip or unplanned session of arts and crafts or something like that. They love spending time with their kids, enjoying it, to preparing and engaging in activities the power of love, of working through all different types of personalities, and every personality as a parent could connect to the child. They need a tangible outlet for their imagination, so that's important. Dry work wouldn't work for them. They need long-term planning, decision making, and things like that. Workplace habits, is interesting. We could have really separate shiurim on workplace habits, but the idea is that spontaneous, they're charming, they genuinely find people to be around, and they can really, they like rather receiving orders than to giving orders. They're not really strong on the managerial aspects of it, but they're comfortable at work, ISFPs. They're working with their peers, working with equals, sharing advice with one another, problem solving with each other. They're tolerant, generally they're friendly. An ISFP manager also has their work cut out for them sometimes, but they have a sensitivity that allows them to be great listeners, which definitely helps them. So ISFP is colorful, charming, kind. They have artistic skills, and they're invaluable in many, many areas. So like we talked about, every personality type has things they need to work on. So ISFP sometimes need to work on their E to be more outgoing, less reserved, to be more contemplative, and so on and so forth. And the thriving with each personality type is accepting yourselves fully, at the same time recognizing the balance that's needed and working on maintaining those healthy balances in life. Bracha v'atzlacha.